in the Seagram's block of Oshawa, Ontario. I'm an idol.
Don't be scared, homie. Come on. Okay, first of all,
the world is smiling at you. The wrestling business is smiling at you. And don't you frown back on it.
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker. The king is back.
The man to hour, the man with the power. Too sweet to be sour.
Dylan Bowker.
Our next question on the line comes from Dylan Bowker with Liberty Media Multimedia.
Hey, everybody. I hope everyone's doing good today. My first question is for Mirko Krokop. I'm kind of curious about your situation going forward, because your initial timeline was talking about how you wanted to fight the Ryzen heavyweight tournament winner in a farewell fight at the end of next year. But certain opponents in Bellator, like Chet Congo, for instance, could present a rematch for you. And, I mean, you're unbeaten in rematches up until this point. So if you get a big win in this fight with Roy here, are you interested in pursuing a multi-fight deal with Bellator and maybe reframing your retirement timeline potentially?
Well, I have just a single fight with Bellator, and right now I'm concentrating right just on my fight with Roy Nelson. And yes, I'm planning to fight on the 31st December. There's a plan to have a farewell fight in Japan.
Okay, so that timeline wouldn't be affected at all then. That's kind of interesting then. So I'm sort of curious about this particular rematch, because like I said, unbeaten in rematches in your career, you're 6-0. But with this Roy Nelson fight, you had an injury a couple weeks out from the fight, and it resulted in a brief retirement period for you. So does this rematch take on special significance with Big Country?
Well, you know, it's nothing about personal, about Big Country. I'm just interested to have a rematch with the fighters that the previous beat me, you know, like it happened with Gonzaga. Now I have a chance to fight again with Roy, and it makes me motivated. It makes me happy, you know, and I will do my best. I will do my best to beat him, you know.
Right on. I'm definitely looking forward to that fight. Also, though, I had a question for Gegard Mousasi. I mean, you find yourself in yet another Scott Coker promoted title fight. You're in a big London feature fight. A lot of possible fights going ahead with potentially Ryan Bader and Rory McDonald. I'm curious, do you feel like you're now getting the opportunities, the recognition, and the platform with Bellator that maybe your former promoters weren't affording you?
Yeah, fighting at Bellator 200. Now eventually fighting for the belt. I got pushed a lot. For me, it's also, I feel obligated to deliver. And, I'm working. What can I say?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm kind of curious about, like, what your ideal sort of future goal would be. I know Bellator has a kickboxing brand, and you've beaten some top-level competition in kickboxing in the past, but also you've indicated an interest to either go to light heavyweight or heavyweight. So do you have a preference in terms of maybe like moving up in weight division or, you know, competing in Bellator's kickboxing? Do you have a preference between either?
Well, my goal was first to win the middleweight belt. And if that happens, after that, it's, you know, everything is over. I think Roy McDonald. Before I dream on further. Rory McDonald. But, like I said, first this fight.
Yeah, exactly. Got to focus on that for sure. And thanks for the time, and thanks for taking my call, everyone.
No problem.